B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us right
now. Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
And she's back.
Just like that.
Good morning. Yeah, we're waking up to a definitely a different type morning than what we woke up to yesterday.
Yeah, there's damage all around. I had to like zigzag all over the road to get here, dodging trees.
It's still pretty windy too.
Yeah. I'm really worried about my yard, by the way.
That's the cold air coming in with that wind.
Is that?
Yeah. It's supposed to be down in the 20s tonight.
I got like two trees. And like one of the trees hugs my house. And so I'm concerned about that bad boy.
Yeah, I mean, just because of all the water that we had and all the rain, you know, it loosens the root system on these trees and they just come out of the ground.
Right. I mean, if it falls and lands the other way and not on my house, it's actually saving me money. So I would prefer that.
Yeah.
But not on my house.
Tree falls on your house is going to ruin your nap and everything. It's a whole hassle.
Right. You got to get what you're saying. You got to get a hotel.
You got to go through insurance.
Ugh. How are you feeling?
I'm okay. My throat still hurts a little bit, but other than that, I feel better than I did yesterday. Yesterday, it was like my nose was running, my body hurt, and I tried every single like home remedy that you could possibly have because I'm pregnant. I can't really take medicines. So I can take certain medicines, but I'm trying to go like no, like I haven't even taken an Advil since I've been pregnant. So yesterday, Elena had me in a hot bath with baking soda. I had clean juice yesterday. I was eating raw ginger.
I like how your au pair's for you now, right?
Hey, my nanny had a nanny me when I stepped on a hornet the other night.
Yeah.
Can I get one?
Yeah,
you need one. I want a nanny for me.
But yeah, so I tried like every home remedy known to mankind.
Oh, well, everyone's going to be, because Lauren's in airplane mode. Literally, she's wearing a shirt. This is airplane mode. She's flying to New York today. And everyone on the plane's going to think she's got coronavirus.
Oh, I'm wearing a mask.
Then people are really going to think you have coronavirus.
I don't have coronavirus.
We got to talk about that later because Lauren came in here and she's like, I'm literally forced to go to New York this weekend. So we'll tell you why she's feeling forced to go to New York. But this morning, obviously, schools are either closed or in two-hour delays. I know Union and CMS are in two-hour delays. You said Cabarrus Roy's closed?
I read Cabarrus was closed, yep.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take my word for it.
There was a little chaos as we were leaving yesterday around 12:30 on whether or not, because somebody who works at another radio station went on the air and said that CMS was letting students out.
Yeah, and then I saw that they weren't.
No.
Because they were afraid for the safety.
And our big boss, Walter, was irritated because he's got kids in the CMS school system. And he's like, do I need to tell my wife to go get them? And I was like, no, I swear I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at CMS's Twitter and there's nothing out there about that. And no news is reporting it. So
see, this is why I don't like to mess with school closings because I don't want to shut down the whole school system.
Right. Yeah.
I don't want to mess up and be like, well, this school's closed. And next thing you know.
Yeah, that's a lot of people that you're affecting.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So does anybody have anything from yesterday in 30 seconds or is it all just pretty much weather related?
It's all pretty much weather related. My backyard was all flooded. I kept checking my crawl space. It was. I was just taking buckets, shoveling it out.
Really?
Throwing it over. Yeah, man.
Did you have like big puddles?
Massive.
Like, from what?
From the rain. What do you think from what?
You know, he had this water leak with the hose that he's been meaning to fix. So.
Let me rephrase. And since the kids aren't awake because it's a two-hour delay, let me say this. Idiot.
I'm the idiot.
Idiot. I mean, is there a creek behind your house?
No.
Is there a giant that flooded?
No, I think it's just a poor backyard.
Okay, because I also have a backyard, and I didn't have flooding. That's why I'm asking, like, is there a creek nearby your house or something that would flood over?
No, it was like getting right on up to the crawl space door. To where it could then pour in.
Yeah.
So I was out there with a bucket flinging water over the fence.
Was it splashing back on you?
Dude, it was a mess. I was soaking wet.
Man, it's just crazy. We're going to get into some of the damage. And we want to hear your damage reports, too. If you have pictures or you live, like, because, you know, we're centrally located here around the Charlotte area. Loren and I live out in the Valentine Waxhaw area. Roy lives up in the Noda area. Well, no, you live
Plaza
in
Midwood.
Plaza Midwood area.
It's all near each other, though.
But, like, what about you guys? Like, we heard Kannapolis got hit really hard. Rock Hill got hit really hard.
I got really scared of Sterling because he works in Ballantyne, and there was a tornado going towards Ballantyne, and he wouldn't respond to my text messages.
So they have... So did he do... safety? Did he have to go into the hallway and stuff? Because I heard corporations around the Ballantyne area did that.
I don't think he did. I think a bunch of his coworkers did. I don't think he cared about it.
Oh, really?
I think South Park Mall had a lockdown yesterday.
Yeah.
I saw one of my friends got locked into the Apple Store, and they were like, go to the back, you know.
The towers. I think
being locked into the Apple Store ain't that bad of a thing.
No. Grab a few things while you're... but the towers, I think... went in lockdown mode up in the city.
Yeah, and then somebody said, what about all the tower cranes that are up there building things? Like, how are they not falling down? And I guess what they do is they leave them unlocked, so they become basically like wind socks, and they just spin with the wind. So whichever direction the wind's going, it just blows with the wind, so it doesn't fall.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, it was kind of... a crazy day for everyone because, like, my area in Waxhaw was just a little wind, heavy rain. And then you turn on the TV and you see, like, 4 miles away on Johnston Road, like near Quail Hollow, that there was like a tornado potentially.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not saying that there was any tornadoes because the National Weather Service has to come through today.
Look at the damage and say, yep, a tornado did
and
that.
Then E1, E2, E3, E4,
E5. Yeah. I saw some videos. If it ain't.
Yeah.
I saw downtown Matthews had a lot of damage.
Matthews, yeah. Too. Yeah. Two people lost their lives, unfortunately, in the Charlotte area. One person hydroplaned and lost control of their car. And another person had a tree fall on their car.
The timing of that.
Yeah. Yeah, really, really sad stuff. But we want to hear from you, so send us your reports, 704-570-9595, or jump on the phone. Just tell us, you know, where you're at in town, what kind of damage you got. I'll tell you what Dean did yesterday, because Dean had to do lockdown at his school. And his little friend told him that he could do something to stay calm. So I'll tell you what that was. It was really, really sweet. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes on a Friday with Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Loren is back today. A lot of people were concerned, Loren, because we had done the germiest MRL show member on Wednesday, and then you missed Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So people either thought that the test was wrong and that I'm not the germiest person that you are, or that I got you sick.
I think my son got me sick.
Okay.
It just happened to coincide that he was disgusting while we were doing this.
How's he feeling?
He's almost better.
Okay.
He's still got a cough, but his nose is dry now, too.
Okay.
So, good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to find out why Loren is forced to go to New York this weekend, coming up later on in the show around 7:20. But right now, we're still focused on those crazy storms that rolled through yesterday. And I told you guys that my son Dean in elementary school, he told me yesterday. And so we live in Waxhaw, Union County. And quite honestly, the storms seem to be worse north of us.
Sure.
And then, strangely, south of us, like York County got it bad. Mm-hmm. Rock Hill got it bad, you know.
It was the way it was moving through.
Right, yeah. It was very, very specific areas that were hit. And so, I mean, at no point did I feel threatened to go into an inside room or whatever. But Dean's school is less than a mile from my house, and they did hallway tornado warning lockdown. And Dean had to sit in the hallway and put his head down in the hallway with the other students. And I asked him, how was it? You know, how did you do? Were you brave? You know, did you have to help any students? Did students have to help you? And he said, I teared up. I was sad.
Aww.
He said, I was sad because you guys weren't with me.
Aww.
And then he said, but my friend is a girl, and she let me play with her hair to keep me calm.
Aww. I probably kept them both calm.
And I thought that was just so amazing, you know? I mean, here is... 2 6-year-olds, maybe a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
And they're having a conversation, and she probably turned to him and said, it's okay, you can play with my hair. You know, I'll help keep you calm. So I thought that was really, really crazy. And Amanda's in Vegas. My wife's not even in town, and she's getting all the reports.
Oh.
Is she freaking out?
So she didn't even know what was going on. The first report came out that Union County after-school programs were going to be canceled. So Amanda texts me and says, is it snowing there?
Because it's wintertime. That's a good question.
It just probably says, like, weather advisory.
Yeah, it says due to severe weather, and I said, no, the opposite. It's 70 and tornadoing.
It's spring here.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought that was kind of interesting. You said you didn't know if you had a good, if Sterling, your partner, did lockdown in Ballantyne.
I don't know if he did. He was working in Ballantyne where there was supposedly really, really, really bad weather. And he said everyone was freaked out, but he didn't.
Clever Trevor, our digital producer, goes to UNCC. Trevor, what was UNCC's policy yesterday on campus?
I'm not sure if they had much of a policy once the storm got going. I feel like they didn't implement the policy quick enough. By the time the storm had hit me, I was already on the way to class because, well, I could have made a decision not to go. But, if they weren't going to cancel class, I felt like I needed to go.
How do students find out? Through text? Is that the best way?
Yeah. They do it through text and through email.
You know what I thought was strange, too? My son had swim lessons last night, and on Instagram, I was seeing that, all the swim schools were closing, so I called ours, and they didn't close.
Hmm.
I mean, we still sent them, but I was like...
And that's in Matthews.
Yeah.
The roads, because I went to pick up Dean from the YMCA aftercare yesterday, and I thought for sure the roads were going to be crazy with, people driving, avoiding floods and stuff. The roads were empty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. They should have stayed home.
But I thought they were at work. Were they sent home early from work then?
Oh, I don't know.
You know what I mean? It was 5 o'clock rush hour. That wasn't busy. So I wonder if people just left from work. Now, my neighbors, she works up in the Randolph area in a medical building, and she said they lost power, so they were sent home.
Well, it seems like at 3, all that tornado stuff talk kind of stopped. So maybe that they were like, let's just go home now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We have someone on hold, Lorraine. You said a friend of yours was in the South Park Mall and had to do lockdown. Mm-hmm. We have someone on hold who actually works at the South Park Mall and is going to give us a little insight on how you do something as big as the South Park Mall, how you put it on lockdown. And, of course, we want to hear more of your calls.
704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with Demandy Roy, the Ram Morning Show.
We're sitting here talking about the storms that rolled through yesterday, and I just got an update on my phone, and I think it's worth mentioning that the Union County Public Schools have closed for today.
Okay.
Which is really, really ironic because we're sitting here with producer Nicole, and producer Nicole's like, are we really doing all this talk about the weather?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fair thing because there's probably other people in your shoes, Nicole, that are just like you that could care, not care less, but it's just...
Well, you're right. Maybe some people's houses didn't get affected, but our signal goes all the way down to Columbia and all the way up to Statesville, Iredell County. Even past that.
Yeah, but Nicole is definitely a percentage. This is not a knock on you. This is just who you are, and there's a bunch of people out there like you. Hmm. If there's an outbreak of anything, I'm aware of it. Whether it's our TV partner, WSOC TV, putting out a text message or a social media post to, hey, heads up, heavy storms rolling through, tornadoes rolling through, snow rolling through, I'll be aware of it. Do you vibe that, Nicole, be the percentage of people caught off guard?
If I had a guess, I imagine Nicole's like me, and I know I don't watch the news. I can't imagine you do.
I don't watch the news as on TV, but I definitely keep up with it, obviously, thanks to, I guess, social media and the internet. But I'm aware of stuff. I just am very choosy of what I think Americans and especially Southerners tend to over-exaggerate when it comes to certain things. Not saying this tornado was something to over-exaggerate for the outer counties.
Right.
But multiple tornadoes.
There's some things like snow, for example. If we're supposed to get a half an inch of snow and everything closes down for a week, I think we're being a bit dramatic.
Oh, it is so true, man. When there's any chance of any snow, the city shuts down. Now, this is different. Two people lost their lives in our broadcast area from the storms. I mean, it was serious that pulled
and
through.
People are going to be waking up with more damage today. The winds are really, really strong out there right now, and the roots of these trees are saturated from all the rain. More trees are going to come down today.
I think we're supposed to get a lot more rain, in the coming week, too.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me if you think this is dramatic. Union County Public Schools will be closed for students and staff on Friday. This is a text I just got. Union County is under a state of emergency. In addition, due to storm conditions, many roads in our county are unsafe for travel, and more power outages are expected today. Be safe.
Let me tell you how dumb I am. I thought state of emergencies only applied to states. I didn't think it was a statement. of emergency. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I was like, state of emergency? It's a county. Maybe a county of emergency?
This is Steven. He works at the South Park Mall. And, Loren, you said that your friend was put on lockdown.
Yeah, she was in the Apple Store.
Okay, so you were in South Park Mall. You had to go into a lockdown mode. What's that like? What happened?
We basically go through the mall and tell everybody they have to go to the back corridors, and the stores have to close.
So are you like security over there, Steven?
I'm maintenance.
Maintenance, okay. So how do you get, like, who makes the call for you guys at the mall at this big public place? The general manager or something?
I think we get it from the weather service. We have our general manager look at the weather service.
Yeah. And how long were you guys in lockdown at the South Park Mall?
I think we were locked down for, like, 30 minutes.
Wow.
It's scary. That's a scary 30 minutes, because if you're in a place like the mall and you're not by windows, you have no idea what's going on outside. So it's just a matter of, like, is something coming?
Is something actually happening?
Right.
And then there's going to be probably a lot of people who's like, this is nothing. It's not happening. When in reality, I was watching the news, and it was like, all right, we got something here in Pineville, and it's going towards the South Park Ballantyne area, you know.
Right, and it was very spotty and very specific to areas. It's not like a two-mile area got it. It's like a very small area got spin-ups. So, well, good for you. We're glad that there was no damage over by you at the mall, was there?
No, we had no damage, just lots of rain.
Yeah, lots of rain and people complaining about their Wi-Fi not working, I'm sure.
Well, no, the Wi-Fi worked.
Oh, good.
People did, because it was during lunchtime. People didn't want to, you know, leave their tables and go to the corridors while they were eating.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I would be so upset if someone told me I had to go hide and I'm, like, chowing down on a burger.
Can they bring their food with them?
Yeah, they can bring their food with them.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, eat and wait.
Right. I would request a refund.
were they allowed to leave if they wanted to leave?
I think we leave that up to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right.
It's their discretion.
All right. There he is, Steven, who runs maintenance over at the South Park Mall. Thanks, dude. By the way, the mall looks top-notch over there.
Doing great work.
We're trying hard to keep it that way.
All right. Thanks, bud.
All right.
Hi, Macy. Welcome to the Media Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
Hi. Good morning.
What was your day like yesterday?
So we lost power at the office that I work at. It's kind of like in the South Park area. So, of course, they sent us home because we didn't do anything. And I live like in Indian Trail area, and it took me over 2 hours to get home.
Wow.
Wow.
And it literally takes like 30 minutes.
So, because I had just mentioned a little while ago that I felt like traffic was lighter, definitely in the Waxhaw Ballantyne area.
Yeah.
But you had trees down and stuff along Johnston Road and Park Road, so you had to avoid, like, you take detours and stuff?
So, I go down 51, and it was literally a parking lot. And there were trees down, power lines down, none of the stuff, like, worked. Like, it was horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you called in. That's a good picture. You know that.
Yes, and then my mom came home at like 4, and she came from Charlotte, and she was like, "There's nobody on the road."
Yeah,
probably everyone got out at the same time, you know, to go home.
Yeah,
which is good, man. Cars were being flipped over. You know, it seems like you were pretty safe if you were in a structure.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks, Macy. Thanks for calling in. We got a text message from someone. How about this? I was getting a root canal done.
A root canal?
Yes.
Did they stop the root canal at that point and take cover?
I asked. I said, hey, can you call us? And they said, oh, man, my signal at work is crap. But everybody was freaking out in the office. We all thought it was going to fly away. The dentist continued working on my mouth during the tornado warning.
See, so the anesthetic only lasts so long. He's like, I'm under a timeline.
Me too, if I was a patient. I'd be like, if you could just wrap this up, that'd be awesome.
It would be like, God forbid anything happened to the building, you know? And then, like, the EMS showed up, and they were like, sir, are you okay? And he can't talk because he's under anesthetic. You know?
Yeah. He hit his head.
My God, he got hit in the head with a tree branch.
He's concussed.
I had a root canal.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the Meanie Roy and the Rand Morning Show. It is time to match the fantasy with the Morning Show members' fantasy, and you could get a $100 Visa gift card. Also get you a pair of passes to Fantasy Island Hits Theaters Valentine's Day. Call number 9, Brittany in Concord.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Brittany. Good. How are you? How are things up in Concord this morning?
I'm actually in Charlotte now. I just got to work.
Yeah, okay, good. You made it safe.
A little windy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, we gave producer Nicole three different fantasies.
Yeah, and somebody switched up their fantasy. Am I really saying that?
If you want.
Okay.
You asked for an alternate one, and I gave you an alternate one.
Got it.
Well, your first one was pretty lame, to be fair.
Yeah.
All right. I've given you nothing but great stuff this week, Brittany. I said I wanted to live my life as a woman for one day, a sexy woman. I wanted to...
You can't even remember.
Live on the planet for an hour without anybody else being here.
That was a pretty cool one.
That's sad.
Well, today he wanted to lose weight without changing eating habits.
Yeah, so does everybody.
Put that in the trash.
All right, go ahead. Nicole, list out the fantasy.
Okay. Fantasy number one. Show up at the airport with a bag packed and take the next flight out and vacation whenever I land.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
All right. Number two. Spend the night with Brad Pitt.
Oh. That sounds wonderful.
Also sounds cool.
Damn, I thought the first one was Loren. Now I'm...
And now the third one is have a threesome.
Oh.
With my wife.
Oh.
All right.
He's on the list.
I wonder who that is.
That's on the list.
I won't even say anything.
All right, go ahead.
No, you're safe, Loren. It's not my work wife who we're going to ask.
No, I was just going to let her answer because I was going to say something that would give mine away.
Brittany, you have to pick the fantasy to the correct show member.
And she hung up.
Oh, well, maybe the last one was too much of a doozy for her.
I think we probably lost her connection. See if she wants to play again. If not, we'll find another caller 9 that can play. The fantasies are out there. Give them again.
She already won.
She already won. That's right. Caller 9 technically has to win. Wait, what's the rulings if she should call back?
She probably already got her information, didn't you? So she, you know what she is? She's like, I don't want to play your stupid game. I got mine.
I don't want to play. Back.
Brittany, you're banned from listening. You didn't play it right.
Let's talk about our fantasies a little more coming up just after 7.
I want to talk about yours.
I could, because I want to talk about yours.
Is there a list of alternatives?
I don't know. Mine got tamed down.
I know.
Hey, school's on a 2-hour delay, so technically this is like the 9 o'clock hour. We can get into some freaky crap. All right, it's Baby Roy and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So we just did Fantasy Island, where we all gave fantasies, and then listeners had to match the fantasy with the correct show member. Mine, by the way, was to show up at the airport and randomly take the next flight out and vacation wherever that is.
That sounds like so much fun, Roy.
Right?
I thought that would have been a Loren fantasy.
You know what? After I heard it, I was like, huh, maybe I want to change mine.
I would love to do that. As long as it's not like one of those little connector flights. Like, I don't want to go to Greensboro. Well, the next flight's to Greensboro.
Welcome to Lansing, Michigan.
Yeah, you know. But like an international, I'll take the next international.
You're cool with wherever you land.
Yeah, wherever.
You got money with you?
Well, if you're doing that.
Is that part of the fantasy?
Better take money with you. It's going to be expensive.
I mean, he at least has a suitcase.
But even if it's, could you imagine if you just hop on a plane and you landed in like, the Grand Canyon, that'd be cool.
I wonder if anybody was ever given that. Like, did you have someone that said, like a boyfriend, girlfriend, or husband or wife say, hey, pack your bag, we're going to the airport tomorrow, and you don't know where we're going or what we're doing?
I remember there was a travel agency, I forgot what it was called, but there's a travel agency that did this. You pretty much told them your budget, how long you wanted to stay, and like some things that like were no-goes, and then they kind of created a vacation based upon those things, and because it was kind of like last minute bookings, they had really good deals to get you really, really good trips.
704-570-9595. Tell us if you're one of the people that was lucky enough to live out Roy's fantasy, or maybe you were lucky enough to live out my fantasy.
The Three?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
He wanted to spend a night with Brad Pitt. What are you talking about?
Yeah. The other two fantasies were I want to have a threesome and with my wife. And then, of course, Lorenz was Brad Pitt overnight.
How would your wife feel if she heard you say those things? She is out of town.
She's in Vegas.
Yeah, so she doesn't know.
No. No. By the way, if you're waking up, we are not completely immune to the world outside us and around us. We spent a good portion of the morning talking about the storm damage and all the craziness that happened yesterday. And we just found out that Rock Hill and Lancaster schools are now closed.
Wow, so many schools are keep closing.
Joining union, but I did not hear. CMS is still on a two-hour delay as far as we know. So we'll keep our eye on that this morning. But, I mean, we want to hear, though, because, like, I know it's true. I know that that does happen. Roy, your fantasy does come true where someone would say, hey, pack your bag. Like, maybe they even went as far, Lorraine, as to say, I asked your boss if you could have off.
Oh, that's cool.
They gave you off.
330 just texted in and said, my now husband did that for my 21st birthday. He took me to Vegas, planned it all out with my parents.
Oh, that's fun.
I remember Nicole did that once, but I think she kind of knew where she was going.
Yeah,
but she didn't know all the details. It was like a year ago.
She knew she was going to Florida or something.
That's what it was. She knew she was going to Florida.
I mean, you have to tell somebody how to pack unless you're going to pack their bag for you. And I'm such a control freak. I'd be like, okay, what's in it?
Yeah. Let me see how you packed my bag, Dallas. Mm-hmm.
Even if it was to somewhere not as like exotic, I'd be okay with like a random trip to Toronto. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't have to be warm. Just something cool.
Nicole, you did that last year, kind of, right? Or at some point, like, you knew you were going to Florida, but you didn't know the details. Is that right?
Yeah, you and Kylie went somewhere.
Yeah, it was basically like we're just going to go, but I ended up knowing.
You found out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, man, we just lost somebody on hold. I don't know if our phones are working. I got to be honest.
Well, it is windy.
but somebody was on hold. They did that to their wife. They took them to the Bahamas.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, I would so do. You know, we should do it one day. I should just go to the airport with a bag and see what happens. We'll take the audio.
I don't know.
Maybe I'll do it.
It's going to be so expensive to do that last minute, I would think. You can't check a bag, I don't think.
Is it not like hotels? You know, like hotels last minute, it's cheap.
It's way expensive.
Okay. I thought maybe last minute airfare deals were good.
Maybe through an agency, like you were saying, but I don't think you can just walk in and be like, I'm going to pay cash and, you know, get put on a flight.
Why? I think you can. At the counter?
I think it's going to be really expensive.
Oh, yeah, it'll be super expensive, and it's based on whether or not there's availability.
Right.
Yes. But you could do. Listen, we're in fantasy world. Technically, Roy's fantasy includes unlimited cash.
Right, and it better be first class.
That's right. Speaking of travel, we're going to stay on this theme because, Loren, even though you're not feeling well, you're feeling forced to fly to New York City today.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little pressure.
And there's a specific reason why you're not saying no to the trip.
Yes.
All right, we'll discuss that at 7:20.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with Demani Roy and the Ren Morning Show. Loren, you have to go to New York this weekend.
Yeah, and it is a leisure trip.
Part of your baby moon.
Yeah.
Yeah. First it was the spa, now it's a weekend in New York.
Asheville.
Yeah.
Barcelona. Barcelona's next. She's doing a baby moon tour.
How have you conned your husband into this?
I don't know. Well, so his sister goes to New York for Fashion Week every year. So I guess he actually kind of bamboozled me into this whole thing because I thought it was going to be like a romantic vacation, like just the two of us. And now we're staying at the same hotel as his sister and her husband.
So yesterday you took off. You weren't feeling well. You're still not 100%, but you're forced to go on this trip. And it's not because you paid for the flight. Why are you forced?
I feel like it is such a waste if I don't go because I bought Hamilton tickets for tonight.
And let me tell you, they're still expensive.
I know. And that's the thing. I'm like, if they were like normal price tickets, I'd be like, okay, we'll go another time. Like, we'll give them to somebody, whatever. These are like non-refundable, like decently good seats. I probably wouldn't get the opportunity again. And I mean, Hamilton was here and it was expensive, you know? So I'm like, I just don't want to waste all that money. So I'm like, if I can just get to New York and get through tonight, even if I'm sick the rest of the weekend and I have to be holed up in the hotel room, I'm okay with that. Just want to see Hamilton.
How long ago did you buy the tickets?
About a month.
Well, that's not too bad.
No, but I mean, they're non-refundable. So it's like, yeah.
Oh, you could probably resell them. You know, I bought Garth Brooks tickets, and that's like sold out at the bank. And I get emails from StubHub like, you still want to go? Because we'll take them.
Really? Nice. I don't get those tickets. I bought two extra for Garth Brooks, too.
Yeah, you should sell those.
Are they offering you any good money?
Oh, well, you set the price, and then people buy it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nicole and I are going. We're just not paying to go in. We're just going to sit outside and listen to the music.
That's smart.
On the sidewalk.
That is smart.
We're going to pop on our little scooters and head over there. all right, so Hamilton. So now do you feel like you're not in the right state of mind to go to Hamilton? Like, are you going to be annoyed?
I'm going to be annoyed if I get stuck here in Charlotte.
The president's flying in. What time?
Right as my plane is supposed to take off.
The president is supposed to arrive at Charlotte Airport at 12:30, it says.
My flight's at 12.
So if you get out just before he gets here, you'll be fine.
Yeah. If I end up getting on this flight and we get held up for hours for some reason, I'm going to be the passenger that's like, can I get off? Because if I'm going to miss Hamilton anyway, like, there's no point in me going.
Yeah, bring me back to the gate.
There is a point to go. You got to, A, whenever you fly to New York, always bring back a New York Post, please, and bring back bagels. Just go for the food run.
Okay.
We need the food run.
All right. Well, I'll just go for the food run then. Perfect. You want somebody who's sick contaminating your bagels, huh?
Let Dallas do it.
Okay.
And by the way, Roy brought my bagel into the bathroom this week anyway, so it doesn't matter.
You still ate it.
I did.
You have a really good immune system, buddy.
All right. We're playing Can't Beat Loren in less than 10 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. It's 95.1. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hey, Shannon. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi. Thank you.
You are playing Can't Beat Loren today, and you probably have a pretty good shot because I was out of it the last 24 hours and sick, so I'm not sure I'm up to date on my Hollywood gossip.
Oh, goodness. That's great.
Nah, Shannon in Fort Mill. Throw Loren out of the studio.
Get out of there, Loren.
I'm going.
All right. She's putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio, and she's gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right. This L.A. Laker legend who tragically lost his life in a helicopter accident last month finally has a date for his public memorial. It's going to be February 24th. Who is that?
Kobe Bryant.
And Jessica Simpson claimed that she got her ex-husband and his wife a gift. His wife, Vanessa Lachey, quickly denied that it happened at all. Who is Jessica's ex that we're speaking of?
Nick Lachey.
It's a big week for Bieber. More of his docuseries premiered, and he announced a London show and dropped a new single today. He's also going to be the musical guest on NBC's late night show. What is that?
Oh.
It's happening this weekend.
Don't know.
One, no answer there. Okay, John Legend's going to be going on tour, but won't be stopping in Charlotte. The closest stop for him is in Atlanta. Who is his hilarious social media loving wife?
Chrissy Teigen.
And question five. Pilot Pete's now down to his final six females on what ABC reality show?
Can you say that again?
Pilot Pete is now down to his final six females on what ABC reality show?
The Bachelor.
All right. So Loren's coming back into the studio. It's going to be a tough battle. She got four correct.
Okay.
All right, Foggy. Let's see how you do. This L.A. Laker legend who tragically lost his life in a helicopter accident last month finally has his date for his public memorial. It's going to be February 24th. Who is that?
Kobe Bryant.
1-1.
Jessica Simpson claimed that she got her ex-husband and his wife a gift, although his wife, Vanessa Lachey, quickly denied that it happened. Who is Jessica's ex?
Nick Lachey.
2-2.
It's been a really big week for the Biebs. More of his docuseries premiered. He announced a London show and dropped a new single today. He's also going to be the musical guest on this NBC late night show this weekend.
SNL.
That is correct. Unfortunately, no answer for Shannon. 3-2.
Saturday Night Live.
Live from New York.
Question four. John Legend's going to be going on tour but won't be stopping in Charlotte. The closest city that he's stopping is Atlanta. Who is his hilarious social media loving wife?
Chrissy Teigen.
That is correct. It's 4-3.
And Pilot Pete's down to his final six females on what ABC reality show?
The Bachelor.
That is correct. Final score 5-4. The Ren, you have 54 wins.
Oh, Shannon, I'm sorry that one gotcha.
I should have gotten that.
All right. You know what we want to hear before we let you go today?
I'm Shannon from Fort Mill, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Shannon.
Thank you so much.
Now make sure you stick around. We got to get to your favorite throwbacks, the legendary Friday free-for-all. Going to be starting a party for the weekend coming up at 5.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So, Loren, you are unfortunately under the weather, which is why you missed the show yesterday.
Yes.
You're now being forced to go to New York because you bought tickets to Hamilton and you don't want those to go to waste.
I know. I don't know if I can say forced, but I feel pressured to go because I spent so much money on them.
Sorry, Roy. I was going to ask, is there any part of you that thinks that maybe the test was wrong on Wednesday when Dr. Sam came in from UNCC and tested the germiest person on the show?
Mm-mm. I think you're still disgusting. I just think I have a lower immune system.
Okay. Well, we could ask you this. You said before you were doing some home remedies because you're pregnant and you don't want to take any medicine.
Yes. So I haven't even taken like as much as an Advil since I've been pregnant or an ibuprofen.
Good for you.
I'm trying to do this like the good old natural way. And yesterday I was had juice. I had this disgusting raw ginger that I was supposed to be chewing on.
What was the ginger supposed to do?
I guess ginger helps with your immune system, okay. And it's supposed to knock out whatever you have.
I know sometimes when I have a bellyache, I'll drink ginger ale.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not the same.
That's so that you burp, right?
And then I also ended up taking a bath with...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Pit?
No, I wish. baking soda.
What does that do?
I don't know. That was like my nanny's like home remedy that she swears by. She's like, you're achy, and we didn't have any Epsom salts. And
well, she was messing with you.
You right? Think so?
I use baking soda to like get rid of stenches in the refrigerator and to clean my cutting boards.
Loren, you need to get in tub with baking soda, onions, sprinkle garlic. Some soup.
Don't worry, I'm putting a dab of bleach in here. Like, what? That's going to burn.
No, we literally were trying everything because I'm like, I have to feel better. Like, I have to get better.
Man, I remember growing up, we always had weird home remedies for everything. I used to always talk, if you ever had almost anything ever, you always incorporated mustard to
fix
it.
Mm-hmm. I remember that about you when we first started working together some 5 years ago. To the week, by the way, it's like the 5-year week anniversary of this MRL show that we built into somewhat of a big show with a lot of followers. But mustard, bud, you said mustard.
Burns,
you put mustard on everything.
Stings. Anything really that hurts you, mustard. And then I remember as a kid, if your muscles were sore, my dad used to have this veterinarian horse liniment that
what?
You rub on horses that soothe horses' muscles. And so, you know, I played football as a kid, and I would constantly be sore. And he used to rub veterinarian horse liniment on me, which, by the way... I've looked it up since. It's not FDA approved for humans.
Yeah, I would think so.
There's probably horrible chemicals that's gone into my body with this thing, but he swore by it that that's what fixed your sore muscles.
Because it must have worked for him at some point.
If it works for a horse, it works for us.
Right. You know, I'm into like all the essential oils now too. So, of course, I had like my diffuser going in the room yesterday and the wet humidifier to try to move everything
along.
What's
an oil going to do for you besides make the room smell good?
I don't know. I guess like thieves is supposed to do something and lemon and thieves. It's like
they come in and steal your stuff, Loren. They don't do anything for
you. No, Roy.
I wish a thief would come in and take my fever.
Yeah, thieves come in, take your sickness away.
My aunt and uncle are huge believers, 704 said in... where did
you lose
go?
It?
Well, cure all... shut up, Nicole. Stop talking in my ear. My aunt and uncle are huge believers in a cure-all concoction of vinegar, honey, and garlic.
Yes, so is my mother-in-law.
Yeah, I used to have a family member that would say, you know, do those little drinks. And he goes, make sure you put whiskey in it. Always make sure. And, like, whatever medical thing to get better, he'd be like, put, if you're going to have tea, put whiskey in it. Put whiskey in it. I'm like, you just want them to get drunk so they feel better.
Lauren, 828 said, my brother used that same horse stuff that Roy's dad used on him.
I'm not using that.
But no, don't.
But they used it down below.
Ooh.
That's what the text says.
What type of muscles are you pulling? What type of activity?
Never mind. Moving along.
What type of workout are you doing?
It's always funny to hear, like, your family, like Roy's family, has that home remedy. And Lorenzo Pear, Elena, has that home remedy.
Yep. Or, like, you get a big pot and you just put up, like, a bunch of fruits and stuff in it and let it fill the house with water, hot water, and steam the house. Give us a phone call about your home a remedy, 704-570-9595. Help Lorraine. She can't take medicine. Poor thing's sick. Barely keeping her eyes open. She's definitely not performing well, as you can tell. And we could... I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
None of us are, to your defense.
I was seeing how alert she is. It took her a minute to respond to that. Did you notice?
Now, if Manny would have said that, I'd have launched something at him, but because you're my little brother.
Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. Help out our Lauren.
We're all one giant dysfunctional family. Brady, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Lauren is sick and you've been doing some home remedies.
I have. I'll pretty much try anything that's not medicine at this point. I've done essential oils. I've done bathing in baking soda. I've had an Edelberry shot. I've done juices. I've chewed on ginger.
You're holding out well. I mean, you seem to be fine.
Thanks.
You sound fine.
My throat still hurts.
We have people on hold that have some basic home remedies, most of which we've all heard of. What we're looking for this morning, we want you to jump on the phone and go more of Roy's route.
Well, you put mustard on everything.
Yeah.
Got, like, an itch that won't go away? Mustard. You got a burn? Mustard. You got a bite of anything, like a mosquito bite? Put mustard on it.
Right. Like, hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Oh, no, Sarah, we can hear ourselves in your phone. Okay. There we go. You fixed it.
Now?
Yeah.
You got it.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Good, good. Okay, so you say that we need to do what home remedy?
Gargle salt, warm salt water when you have, like, a bump on your lip, pretty much, I guess, any sore, any kind of sore.
If you get a herpy, what you want to do is you want to gargle salt water is what Sarah's saying.
Strep throat. I used to do it all the time for strep throat.
You know, my throat was... You know that... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Sorry. No, that actually also works, too, when you go swimming and you keep water in your ear. You know, your head feels like a drum. You put that same, you have to rinse it in your mouth first, though. You got to rinse the warm water with the salt and then spit it in your hand and then put it in the ear that you have the water in.
What?
And then you just flip. You leave it there for, like, 5 seconds. So when you just put, you spit it in your hand, you put it in your ear, then you leave it there for, like, 5 seconds, and then you flip your head over and the water should come out.
I think somebody lied to you.
It sounds too weird.
That sounds gross. Like, how is that even possible?
I don't know. I mean, it's just like, I don't know. It's a home remedy that I grew up with. Every time I went swimming, I had water in sometimes in my both ears. So what I did was I did the hot water with the salt, and then I spit it in my hand. I put it in my ear, and then I, you know, waited and jumped, and I was flipping my head to the other side, and it would come out. When I tried to do it without rinsing it in my mouth, just like regular water from the sink, doing it in my ear, it wouldn't work.
Huh.
I would check Sarah. For a hidden camera in your house.
Yeah. You think she's being punked?
No, how about this? I believe her.
But why would you put it in your mouth first and then spit it in your hand and then put it in your ear?
That's the family home remedy. Yeah. That's the only way it works.
Because you got to get your good bacteria or something. I don't know. Let's talk with Corey in Monroe.
Hey.
Hey, Corey.
How are y'all? Good morning.
Good morning. So you get strep throat a lot just like me.
Yeah, I get strep throat all the time, or I get sore throat all the time. My home remedy was always green tea, and get it nice and hot, and then you put honey in it, and then a pinch of salt, and it always soothes the throat, and always got rid of my stuffed throat. I never had to take medicine for it.
Yeah, you can't really go wrong with warm tea and honey. It's always going to be a good...
Thanks,
good,
Corey.
Good coder.
Oh, Dallas made me this awful tea yesterday, too, with, like, all these, like, antibodies and stuff in it, and I was like, of course I'm not going to be sick after this. Like, I want to run from this team.
If the medicine is almost as bad as the actual remedy,
right.
Whatever you're diagnosed with, yeah. Yeah, then it's bad. It's bad. Like today's show, for instance.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So we were talking about it earlier this week with the Super Bowl. A lot of people thought it was inappropriate because of the poll. Well, I have a feeling these people are going to be really upset if they thought that. Because the Global Association of International Sports Federation, which is the organization over the Olympics, has given the International Pole Sports Federation official observer status.
What exactly does that mean?
Well, let me tell you. It recognizes and legitimizes pole dancing as a sport internationally, and it could make it into the Olympics.
Listen, if you've ever tried to, like, take a, you know, they have, like, the exercise classes where you can
exercise pole with the pole.
Dance. Yeah. Or you've ever been to, like, a bachelorette party that, you know, wanted to have a fun one-off and go take a class. It's really, really, really incredibly difficult.
It says here the next step would be for the sport to be recognized by the International Olympic Committee, and that could take several years. So it won't be in the Olympics this summer, but maybe in 4 more years.
You know, it's like, I don't know if cheerleading never got passed, I don't think, but cheerleading was also supposed to be recognized at some point.
Yeah.
And, like, cheerleaders are amazing athletes. And then I know also gaming was supposed to get passed as well. And now gaming, to me, I'm like, you don't really have to have any athletic ability to play a game console.
You have to have skill.
Yeah.
And abilities.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. When I think of the Olympics, I think of, like, athletics, I guess.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, there's a, I do remember the gaming thing, that the gaming might have been an Olympic sport.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball pops in and out. Like, some years it's an Olympic sport, some years it's not. One of the things here says that motorboats was supposed to be an Olympic sport. Sailboating was going to be an Olympic sport.
Sailboating takes a level of athleticism.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen those guys going fast? And it's like five of them on a boat and they're running around everywhere trying to, you know, keep the thing moving. I've seen that.
There was rope climbing, pistol dueling.
What is this, the Wild Wild West?
I don't know.
You challenge you to a duel?
Yeah. All right, listen, we're going to start out back to back, take 5 steps forward, spin around. Pew, pew.
And there's no silver medal in that. Like, there's only first place.
My guess is that they're not using a real gun, Loren.
Well, that's lame. If you're going to do it.
How about solo synchronized swimming?
I don't know what that is.
Like, when you're supposed to dance,
like,
with
solo,
some, you know,
yeah.
You're supposed to be in sync with someone in the pool and do, like, a dance.
Okay.
But when you do it alone,
it's solo swimming.
You're not in sync with anybody.
Yeah.
Race walking. It's like a speed walk. Club swinging. Tandem bicycle sprint. These are all Olympic sports that have been around at one point in history. Tug of war.
A tug of war is difficult.
And the swimming obstacle race.
Okay.
Pretty crazy.
Hmm.
Here's what we want to know from you guys. We love hearing what everybody has as a talent, that if it was an Olympic sport, you would make a gold medal run at it. We'll do ours, and we want to hear from you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
What sport are you really good at? Like, you think it should be in the Olympics? I've noticed, not to toot my own horn,
Hold on, let me toot the horn for you, Roy.
Okay.
But don't worry, Manny will do it for you.
Go ahead, toot your horn.
Thank you for that. Duck pin bowling, I'm pretty good at it.
Ooh.
Regular bowling, I'm crap because it's too heavy. It's too big of a ball. But the duck pins, the itty bitty ones, I'm pretty good.
Let's go around the room real quick. Lorraine, what about you? Beth, don't leave yet. You tried to get out of here.
I think if I can make, like, anything a sport, I know this is very Loren to say shopping, but, like, think supermarket sweep, but in a mall.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if
Loren knows the expensive thing, she knows what to go after.
Well, I'm, like, also not afraid to hip check somebody to get to the sale items.
Okay. So if it was, like, U.S., Canada, Russia, you know, all the countries in a mall, and you had to get to $2,000 or $2,500 in a minute, you think you could win the gold for the U.S.?
I think so.
Beth,
I'm going straight to David Yerman.
Beth is in here from our sales department. Hey, Beth.
Good morning.
What are you? What sport are you really good at?
Probably drinking wine.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
And then still making it work the next day.
Yeah.
By the way, congratulations to Beth getting engaged last week.
So happy for you.
Yeah, we love you, and we love Bay too. So congratulations. What about you, Clever Trevor? Where are you at? Our digital producer. What Olympic sport would you win?
I think I would win the 10-piece wing challenge. Whatever they do in Olympics that involves wings, I can do.
You sure? Because Manny, I've seen him put a whole wing in his mouth and just pull out a bow.
Me too, and it happens pretty quick.
That's weak. I've been doing that since I was 6 years old. Really?
Oh. Are we having a wing off at Queen Park Social today?
Yeah.
When we do the rap party?
I'm down.
12 noon.
Somebody bring a silver medal for Trevor.
Aww.
Oh, come on.
How about your producer, Nicole? What about the dog walking competition?
Okay, no.
No? What you're so good at.
I can open jars that no one else can open. And I am the go-to jar person.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Mine would be like, I think I could whistle pretty loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could
like
do that.
Very dad thing.
Yeah.
Like that.
It's like as soon as you have a child, that's like a thing you learn how to do.
No, it's not. I can assure you. I don't know how to do it.
That or the shuffleboard game. I'm really good at that, which, by the way, I could whoop butt on today at Queen Park Social.
Okay. All right. Let's talk with Missy in Belmont. Missy, what about you?
I think I need a gold sticker for being referee. That should be a sport. I have 7 children.
Whoa, 7 kids. It's like a school you're running out of your house. My gosh. You need a school bus just to go to Walmart.
Yes, I have multiple cars. But yeah, a gold sticker for refereeing. That should be like an Olympic sport.
Yeah, refereeing, hostage negotiation, all kinds of stuff with 7 kids.
I'm trying to picture the Olympic sport too for Missy. So like each country's got like they're in a ring and you got a bunch of crazy kids running around and it's like the first country to get your kids in order and in line wins the gold.
Wrangle.
Yeah,
to tame them all, have them all in line.
She's in there like a lion tamer. She got a chair. back, in, out. I think that'd be a funny reality show, too.
Yeah.
Like, whichever family that's got, like, 5-plus kids, the quickest to get them to do a task.
I would definitely get on that show.
Yeah, what's your age range?
8 to 19, but they all still live at home. I have a senior that's going to graduate this year, but they're still in the house.
Nice.
Up all my food.
You know, we've done this move with my nieces. My sister will ask my nieces to do something, and they drag butt, and they fight the idea of doing it. And then I ask them to do it, and they do it immediately. it's like just because mom wants to do it,
yep,
doesn't want to do it. But if fun Uncle Roy says, hey, why don't you clean this up for me? Oh, they're all helpful all of a
then
sudden.
Then it's a game.
Yeah.
704 said, if speed cleaning was an Olympic sport, I could win gold.
Oh, can you come into my house?
Yeah. I think if doing dishes, I'm pretty good at that. I haul. I don't mess around.
But are you really cleaning the dishes, or does your wife come back and go, this is not clean. This needs to go back in the dishwasher.
Good point. Washing off the dishes, rinsing them, putting them in the dishwasher, but also emptying the dishwasher and reloading it, I could do that in like 3 minutes.
Can I be honest
That's
with
pretty
you?
Fast.
Yeah.
Can I be honest for a moment? I haven't done one single dish in my new house at all. And I don't even know how to operate the dishwasher.
What are you using
happening?
Plastic over there?
Sterling does it.
Oh.
He does all the dishes all the time. I don't do any of it.
Does he realize that yet?
I think so.
How sexist of you.
No, sexist. I don't think that's the right
word. Your boyfriend's doing all the work.
But I do all the cooking. He doesn't cook anything.
Who does the laundry? Do you guys do your own?
Well, we both help out. He probably does a little bit more than me lately because I've been busy, but we both help out. Annie, like, makes the bed every morning.
Okay.
Oh, I love a made bed.
I do, too. Before he used to not do that, and I would have to make the bed before I went into bed like a psycho.
704 sent a text and said, milking cows should be an Olympic sport.
That's hard to do. I've attempted that before.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't win the gold?
No.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.